The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas is Parashas Truma. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el bnei Israel v'yikli truma. Speak to the children of Israel that they should take for me truma contributions, upliftings, me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libay tikres trumasi. From every person whose heart uplifts him, whose heart wants to be generous, they should take my truma. V'zeis ha-truma. And then the Torah itemizes what are these contributions. Zov, kesev, enoch, nechoshes, gold, silver, copper, tcheles, v'argomen, v'selhashoni, v'sheish, v'izim, different types of fabrics, woolens, which are dyed with a halozen, a blue or a purple or a scarlet, or linen, goat's hair, eris elim, mordomim, eris tokoshim, various hides, atze shitim, cedarwood, shemen, oil, avne shoham, avne meluim, la'efet v'lacheshen. These are precious stones. What should you do with all of this? Vosili migdosh v'shokanti b'seichon. Make for me a migdosh, a sanctuary, that I may dwell amongst you. Kol asher ani mara ischo istavnis amishkon veistavnis kol keilo v'chein tasu, all in accordance to the intricate plans which I show you. So this was the beginning of the tzivuim, of the commands of the sanctuary. And the sanctuary played a very key role when it came to Klal Yisrael. They started to build the Mishkan immediately after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain. But this was not after the first 40 days when he first received the Torah, because then he had to go back up because he had broken the luchas, he had broken the tablets because of the golden calf. Then he stayed a second 40 days and HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that time did not give him slicha v'kapora, forgiveness. Then he stayed a third 40 days. And finally, at the end of the third 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him and Klal Yisrael and gave him the new luchais, the new tablets, and he came down, and this was An Yom Kippur. So the sages tell us, Mechoras Yema Kippurim, the day after Yom Kippur, is when he started to command the people in the building of the Mishkan. Why immediately? That we'll see Mi'atz Hashem soon. This was to go with Klal Yisrael during their 40 years in the desert, and when they came into Eretz Yisrael for many, many years, until finally it became the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And there, once it was built there, it was built by Dovid HaMelech and his son Shlaima HaMelech. And once it was established there, we were never allowed to change its place or to build another Beis HaMikdash. This was its place. It was called the Beis Elamim, which means this was the place forever. The Rambam brings in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that this is a mitzvah asay, positive commandment, to build the Beis HaMikdash. We will rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. First one was destroyed, the second one was destroyed. We, please God, when the Melech HaMashiach comes, we will rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash, and he brings this as a mitzvah ala kol and everyone, men and women. Now, an old concept of the Beis HaMikdash, what was it used for? The Avoda? It was used for basically bringing, it was used every day, all kind of things going on in the Beis HaMikdash. And there were korbanos sacrifices brought in the morning and in the afternoon. And then there was was incense brought, and there was the menorah which was lit, and there was the bread for the table, and there was the special sacrifices that were brought on the Musafin, on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov. Very, very active place. But the whole concept is very difficult to understand. This was supposed to be what a Beis HaMikdash, a Beis LaShem, a house to Hashem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need a house for? He has the entire world, he has all of the worlds. What does he need a house for? And also, we could imagine a Melech Basar Adam, a king who is human. He wants a palace. He wants a beautiful palace, and he wants gold, and he wants silver, and he wants copper, and he wants precious stones, and he wants the best cedar wood. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need these things for? And actually, Moshe Rabbeinu asked this question. Medrash brings in this Parshas Truma. In Parsha Lamed Daled, Os Aleph, that B'shoah Shoma HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Aseh Li Mishkan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, make for me a sanctuary, Yishkel Matnia. Moshe couldn't understand it. V'hem HaKfeiri Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mole Elyonim V'Tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory fills up the entire world, and not only this world, but the upper world also. And he's asking me to make a little sanctuary for him. Then also he foresaw that one day Shlomo would build Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon would build even a larger Mishkan, a Beis HaMikdash. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, but the answer is not too clear. He said, "Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le kishem shani sover kach lo kishem shato sover kach ani sover." Not necessarily the way you think. I think. Elachov keresh betzofing, lechov bedorim, leches b'marov. I need a sanctuary. I need a place to live that has 20 upright beams in the north, 20 in the south, and 8 in the west. And this was, he was referring to the structure of the Mishkan of the sanctuary, which is mentioned in our parsha. And not only that, but I could even come and live in a square amma, in a square cubit. So the answer is not too clear, but we see that even Moshe was matmiya. He was questioned with this. Also, another observation, we find that Yaakov Avinu seemed to play a prior major role to the building of the sanctuary, even though he was not here at this time, because he died before all the tzoras started in Mitzrayim and Egypt, and now this is after they went out of Egypt. For example, one of the necessities for the Mishkan was the Atzei Shittim. The Atzei Shittim are the Arozim. That's the cedar wood. So Rashi brings from the Medrash, where did they get cedar wood? In the desert. In the desert you can't get great cedar trees. So he says that Yaakov Avinu Ma'ayin hoyu lehem Bamidbar, Pirish Rabbi Tanchumi, brings from Medrash Tanchumi, Yaakov Avinu Tzofe Beruach HaKadosh Shasid in Yisrael Libnais Mishkan Bamidbar. Yaakov Avinu saw with his Ruach HaKadosh, with his prophecy, that Klal Yisrael would come out of Egypt and they would have to build a Mishkan in the desert. Therefore Hevi Arozim LeMitzrayim B'notom. Therefore, he brought young cedar saplings with him when he left Eretz Yisrael to go down to Egypt. And in Egypt he planted them. V'tziva levonav litlom imohem kishyotze b'mitzrayim. And he commanded his children that when you go out of Egypt, be sure to take these cedar trees with you. Now, the question is asked, why dafke the cedar trees? You see, Yaakov brought the cedar wood. Why especially that? So the Maral brings another girsa in a medrash, where it says that he brought the wood for the Briach HaTichon. The Briach HaTichon was a wood that went all the way around the Mishkan and held it all together as one. He says, because Yaakov represented the cedar wood, which from there were made the kroshim, the beams, this represented the structure of the Mishkan, the foundation. And especially the Briach HaTichon represented that what held the entire Mishkan together and made it one. And this is what Yaakov represented. Another place we see this is when he was running away from Esav in Parshas Vayetze in the beginning. It states he went to sleep, and there he had a dream, and he saw a sulam reisha bashamayim, mutzav atzav reisha bashamayim. A sulam was going from the heavens to the earth. When he woke up, he realized that this was the Beis Hashem. Ki ein ze ki im Beis Hashem, Beis Elokim, v'ze shar ha-shamayim. He said, this is the place. At that time it was nothing. He said, this is the place where the Beis Hashem, the house of Hashem, will be built. V'ze shar ha-shamayim, and this is the gateway to heaven. And that's why he saw that ladder going from the earth to the heavens. The Chazal explain, Rashi, there, that what does it mean, Shara Shemayim? Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata Mechuvan Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala. That just like there's a place here to put the house of Hashem here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another palace which is directly over it in the upper worlds. And the ladder was joining the two worlds. It was a ladder that was coming from here going up there. He saw Malochim, angels going up and down. And we have another Chazal, that the Chazal say that Abraham Korei Sehar. Abraham referred to my Beis HaMikdash as a mountain. When he took Yitzchok for the Akedah to sacrifice him, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, go to Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Har HaBayis. This is the Har HaBayis where we have in Yerushalayim today. So it states, Vayar es ha-mokem me-rochek, Vayar ha-hor es ha-mokem me-rochek. Abraham saw the mountain from far. So he referred to this as a mountain. Yitzchok referred to it, or it's in reference to Yitzchok, as a soda, because when Eliezer brought Rivka back as his wife, so it states that Vayetze Yitzchok Lasuach Basoda. Yitzchok went, he was davening in the field. And this was in, why did he go in the field to daven? Should better daven at home? No, because he knew where the place of the Beis HaMikdash was to be, so that's where he went to daven. So in reference to Yitzchok, it calls it a field. In reference to Yaakov, it calls it a bayis, a house, a home. Because Yaakov said, Ein ze ki im Beis Elokim. This is the house of Hashem. So the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to call it what Avram called it, a mountain. Mountain of Hashem. I'm not going to call it. There was another passage, Bahar Elokim Yiro'eh. That's what it states by Abraham, by the Akedah. I'm not going to call it a mountain of Hashem, like Abraham, and I'm not going to call it a soder, a field of Hashem, like Yitzchok. But I'm going to call it, like Yaakov, Beis Elokim, the house of Hashem. Now what is meant by this? Is meant is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted a dwelling place. You don't live in the mountains. maybe if you go up to Mount Everest, you will find the monks live there. You will find this what do they call them? The monks have monasteries. There are monasteries up there, and they live in isolation. They live a life of so-called purity. They live on a mountain, but a mountain is very, very far from the people. And Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want it. He says, I'm not interested in living in a mountain. A field is not as far as a mountain. You don't have to go up to Everest. But also, who lives in a field? A hermit lives in a field. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to live there. But Yaakov called it a bais. Now, this is not just a question of calling it. That means that each of the others were able to make out of the place something. Abraham was the first one to bring it into this world, but still it was the level of a mountain. Yitzchak did better. He brought it into the level of a field. At least a field, you can do something with it. But it's still not a home. Yaakov was the one to make it into a home for Hashem. So we see Yaakov plays a key role. And so that's also a question, why? But to give some clarification in this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, it states in Bereishis. I think you better close those windows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, it states in Bereishis Beis, Pasuk Zayin. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofer min Adama Vayipach Ba'afo Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man from the dust of the earth, and he blew into his nostrils Nishmas Chaim, and he blew into his nostrils a living soul. And man became a living nefesh. What do we see from this posuk? What can we learn? First, we can learn that man was created from the dust of the earth. Secondly, we can learn that man was created from a soul from Hashem, because it says Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. He blew into his nostrils a living soul from himself. So we see that man was created from two contrasting elements. From one aspect, he was created from the dust of the earth. From the other aspect, he was created from the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nishmas means a soul, it also means a breath. So we see he was created from two totally contrasting elements. Then we see, Vayihi Adam LaNefesh V'Chayo, he didn't become two beings. You make someone from two contrasting elements, he should become two beings. He became one being. And he was called a Nefesh Chaya, a living person. Now the Chazal comment on this. Rashi says as follows. Also min ha-tachtonim u-min ha-elyonim. He was made from the lower worlds, and he was made from the upper worlds. Guf min ha-tachtonim u-neshama min ha-elyonim. He was made physically from the lower worlds, and spiritually, non-physically, from the upper worlds. So man was made from two contrasting elements. And then Rashi is going to give a reason which we'll mention in a minute. Then it states, and he became a Nefesh Chaya. So he says, a behemoth is also something living. So what does it mean he became a Nefesh Chaya? No, he says this is a different type of life. Chaya Shebekulan, Shenitesev Bo Deo V'Dibor. This was a different level of being. He became from this a creation which is non-comparable in the entire creation, where he could speak and he could think. day of a dibur. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it states, Ki beko Hashem tzur elonu. Ki beko Hashem tzura elamim. He created the world with Yud Hey. The Chazals tell us he took the Yud of his name and he took the Hey of his name, and he created two worlds with that. The upper worlds he created with the Yud, and the lower worlds, physical worlds, he created with the Hey. Now, we can understand why he created the upper worlds with the Yud, because the upper worlds are a non-physical world, spiritual world. And the Yud is a letter which represents a non-physical entity. And the Maral explains why. One of the reasons is because the Yud, when you write it, it's just a dot. So it has no physical breadth or width. It has no length. It has no width. It's just a dot. And also, you can divide it and it's still a yud. Because if your yud is supposed to be like a dot, a dot you can divide. You can have a large dot and a smaller dot and a smaller dot. So therefore the yud represents the non-physical worlds. And that's the upper worlds, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So he created with a Yud. Then when he created the lower worlds, it states he created with the Hay from his name. Now here we can ask a question, why the Hay? The lower world should have been created with a Dalet. Because a Dalet, firstly, has an Erech and a Rechev. You write a Dalet, so it has a vertical line and a horizontal line. And that represents a physical entity. A physical entity is made up of something vertical and something horizontal. So you should have used the Dalet. Dalet represents other things also. This world, see, Dalet is the numerical value of 4. It's the fourth letter, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. This world is a world of 4. For example, it states that when he created this world, he created it with Dalet Ruchais. 4 directions, north, south, east and west. Another example, he created it with Dalet Sodos. Dalet Yesodos. All of life comes from 4 sources. Either Ruach, or actually the 4 sources is mixed into all of life. Ruach, this is air. Esh, fire. Mayim, water. And Ofor, earth. So all of life has a mixture of these 4 foundations, except the balance is different in each one. We see further, there are 4 levels in this world of life, or of creation. There's what is known as a daimim. A daimim is something which is entirely still. That's the dirt, the earth, the stone. It's entirely daimim, silent. Then there's the tzemeach. It's a higher level of creation. That's something that grows. Then there's the chai, the bal chai. That's an animal. Or an animal or anything that actually has some life in it. And then there's the odom. So we have 4 levels of creation in this world. The upper worlds, which are joined to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's joined to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that also represents an achdus, a oneness. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echot. He's one. Can't make 2 out of him. And there's no 2 like him. Hu echot ve'en sheni. Like it states in the Adon Olam. He's one and there's no two. And that's also represented by the Yud, because the Yud represents something which is in totality. Now that's the source of the lower worlds. The lower worlds, when it comes into the physical realm, that already is a world of ribui. That's a world of multitudes. And that's why it's four, because when things split, they usually go in four directions. And that's what it states, Nar Yotzimi Eden, Vohayala Arba Roshim, that a river came out of Gan Eden, a single river, and it branched off into four tributaries. So, from all of this, this world, the physical world, should have been made from the Dalet. But it states he made it from the Hay. Why? So the sages explain, because the Hay is a Dalet, but it's a Dalet and a Yud. If you look at the way the Hay is constructed, it's a Dalet and a Yud. It has the makeup of the Dalet and the makeup of the Yud. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention? Had he made it only with the Dalet alone, then it would have been a purely physical, secular world. And this he didn't want. He wanted both worlds to be joined together. So he put a Yud in the Dalet, and he created the lower worlds with that, in order that the lower worlds should be joined with the upper worlds, and the upper worlds be joined with the lower worlds. So that's what is meant when it says, Ki beko b'yud hei, Hashem tzur elomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created both worlds. With the Yud, the upper worlds, and the hei, that's the Dalet in the Yud, with the lower worlds. Now, we come back to man. Man also was made up of both worlds, like we saw. He's made up of Ofer Min Adoma, he's made from this world, Vayipech Ba'apav Nishmas Chai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into him a breath from himself, that's from the upper worlds. So he's made up of both worlds. Not only is he made up of both worlds, but he takes both worlds and makes them one. Because from there didn't come out two beings. Vayi Odom LeNefesh Chaya came out one being. And a higher, higher type of creation that's found in the entire world. So man, having these two great elements in him, united both and became a greater being. Not only does he unite both, but man unites both worlds. He takes both worlds and makes one out of them. The Elyonim B'Tachtonim, the higher worlds and the lower worlds. And it's through man that the two worlds become one. Now Rashi brings another Chazal, and we can understand it now. Rashi on that Pasuk brings that man was made from the Tachtonim and the Elyonim, from the lower worlds and the higher worlds. And he says like this, Lefi Shebiyem Rishon Nivru Shamayim Varetz, on the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heavens and earth. So he created something from the upper worlds and something from the lower worlds. V'sheni bara rakia l'alyanim, the second day he created the heavens for the alyanim. V'shlishi teiroya ha'yabosha l'tachtonim, and on the third day he created the dry land. So now it was even again. First day he created something from the upper worlds and the lower worlds, the second day from the upper worlds, the third day from the lower worlds. So it's even. The fourth day he created the lights in the upper world, and on the fifth day he created the life in the water in the tachtainim. So now it was even again. Now he had one day left, the sixth day. If he was going to create from the upper worlds alone, so then the upper worlds would have a lead. If he would create from the lower worlds alone, then they would have a lead. Huskik b'shishi libreis bo'i me'elyoni v'tachtein. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create on the sixth day, both from the higher worlds and the lower worlds. V'imlav yesh kino b'maisa b'reishis. And if not, there'll be kino, there'll be jealousy in the creations of the world. Because whichever one he's created from, they'll have one more than the other. So therefore he created from both. Now what does all this mean? What does it mean, kino? Bein shamayim v'aretz, there'll be jealousy between the heavens and the earth. What is possible kino, jealousy? The Maral explains, we don't mean the type of jealousy that we're talking about. But jealousy means division, causes division. You see, when someone is jealous of someone else, that's the opposite of unity, of achdus. And that causes division. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to unite both worlds. And he wanted to unite both worlds also through man. And if it would come out that it's weighted one way more than the other, then there's going to be a chiluk, there's going to be a division in the worlds. And this is contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan of creation. So therefore, he created the upper worlds and the lower worlds, the spiritual and the non-spiritual, the physical and the non-physical. He created all of this that they should become one. He created man to encompass all of this. And he wants man to join both worlds together. Now, how should man choose his way? If a man will go and he'll live only in the physical world, he'll go after self-indulgence to the point where he will sink deep into the physical world. This is a derech roi. This is an evil way, because he has in him self, both worlds, and he has to join them together. And this was the Maisei Eretz Mitzrayim. These were the ways of Mitzrayim and Canaan. And this is why that Egypt, the Novi called Besorim Kibsar Chamorim, Bezera Kisuse Kibzera Bezarim Kisuse Kizara Zera Susim. Their flesh is like the flesh of donkeys, and the seed is like the seed of horses. Because the animal doesn't encompass the higher worlds, like Rashi said. Doesn't encompass the Elyonim. And if a person will walk in the ways of only the physical world, then he is losing the upper world. So he becomes kebehema, like an animal. And his whole world is from Ofer Adoma, from the dust of the earth. And this is why it states in the Torah, when we are forbidden to pursue all of the types of to'evos, the abominations of promiscuity, it states, ki maise eretz Mitzrayim hemo, because these are the ways of Egypt. The Rambam writes, what were the ways of Egypt? Ish naisei ish, v'isha naisei isha. One man would marry another man, and one woman would marry another woman. And the same with their aveidah zarah, their idolatry, and the same with their shfichas domim. They came to idolatry, which was repulsive, the most repulsive types of idolatry, and they came to the spilling of blood, which was the most repulsive types of cruelty and murder. And not only that, also it states by Shrotzim that where Klal Yisrael was commanded that they're not allowed to eat, Shrotzim are Shkotzim, but Shrotzim are the animal life and the insect life and the reptile life, the Nafshe Shal Odom Kotzimahem. You see, there's certain types of non-kosher foods that are delicacies. They're served in the finest restaurants. It's not nafshe shalodim kotzebehem. It's not a person. It's not repulsive to the person. And there's no reason that we understand why we shouldn't eat that. And on that, the Torah Skanim brings, which I brought a number of times. Torah Skanim says a person shouldn't say that I don't want to eat it. I can't stand it. Adarab, a person should say that I would love to eat it. except what can I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I shouldn't eat it. A person should say it's wonderful food and it's good, it's served in the best restaurants, but Ma'aseh, what can I do? Avinu Shebashamayim, my father said we're not allowed to eat it. But there are other types of foods, the Nafshi Shalom Kotzebehen, that are repulsive to a person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem. Noim, you have to be beautiful, you're my sons. And you should not eat it. Ki hei, and then it says, because ani Hashem asher otzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, because I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. Because in Mitzrayim, they brought themselves down to the most repulsive levels. And this became their lives. And I brought you out of this to elevate you. Amale eschem. The Gemara says, uses the Loshon male. Not, why does it say, doesn't say hotzesi, but male? Hotzesi means I took you out. Male means I brought you up from them. Because you were supposed to be beautiful to me. So, therefore, if a person walks in that path, so he's living in one world. He has totally detached himself from the other world. This, unfortunately, is a big problem with our world today. They have cut, they have severed the bond between the two worlds, between the yud and the hay. So they live in an entire physical world without any spirit in it whatsoever. One of the best proofs of this is the popularity of the theory of evolution. Because the theory of evolution is based on the principle that the entire world evolved from the lower species of life. The lower species of life, the entire world evolved from. So what does that mean? That you could have a world that is totally severed from anything which is beyond physical creation, anything that is spiritual. But it can come from the bottom of the sea or a swamp, or it can come from turtles. So this is a big problem in our generation today. This is why you find what's going on. That's one derech. There's another way also to live. And that's someone who, to the contrary, he's perish mikol olam hazeh. He separates himself from the entire world, this world. And he wants to be from the malochim, from the angels. And he will climb into the heavens. But that also is derech rohi. That's also an evil way. Because according to what we're learning here, man encompasses both worlds, and man has to bring both worlds together into one. And this, he's leaving one world and he's going into another world. And this the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. Perhaps a person will say that since jealousy and desires and a quest for honor gets a person in so much trouble and it can destroy him, you know, a person looks for too much honor, a person looks for too much, wants to fulfill his desires too much, or a person lets his jealousy get out of hand, it can get him in a lot of trouble. Chazal say, "Meitzinas Adam in Eilam," it can drive him out of the world. So therefore, Efresh mehen b'yeser. Therefore, the person says, "I will separate myself from these things totally. Esrachik l'tzara achrin. I will go to an extreme, and I will not allow myself any desires to be filled, or any jealousies." Or any honor. He won't eat meat. He'll eat only food that doesn't taste good. He won't drink wine. He'll drink only things that do not taste good. He'll drink water, not wine. He won't take the pleasure of getting married. He'll live in a shack. What do I have to have a good home for? It's best not to have anything. So he'll live in a shack. Why do I need good clothes? He'll wear shabby clothing. He'll wear sackcloth. he'll wear hard wool. So the Rambam says, you know what this is? These are the ways of the Kahane Eide Kehovim. These are the ways of the priests of the idolaters. And this is also a Derech Rohi, an evil way. If you go, and this is what we spoke about the monasteries, that there was the way of the monasteries, that there would be someone there, and they hold that you cannot have the luxury of marriage, you cannot have the luxury of living in a home, or the luxury or satisfaction of a family, and good food and good wine, but you have to have a life of abstinence and of hardships, and so on. Gamze derech rovi, he says, this is an evil way, just as the other is an evil way. Osa leilechbo, and a person is not allowed to walk in it. Amahalach b'derech zeni kracheta, and if someone walks in this way, he's called a cheta, a sinner. Sha'areyu emir benozir v'kachiper olam me'asher chotal ha'nefesh. Even on a nozir, the Nazarite, it states that he has to bring a kapora, he has to bring an atonement. And the Chazal tell us that if the nozir, he only separated himself from wine, and he has to bring a kapora atone himself. So someone who separates himself from almost everything, from many things, how much more so? The fikok tziva chachomim shelo yimneh odem atzmai el midvorim shemano ose hatore bilvad. Therefore the chachomim commanded that a person is not allowed to abstain except from that what the Torah commanded him to abstain from. Velo ye'es ratzmai medidorim uvishvuos al dvorim amutorim. And he should not take vows and oaths on that what is permissible. The Chachomim said, it's not enough what the Torah asked on us. We don't have enough problems in keeping the Torah. We want to add to the Torah and forbid other things to ourselves. And this is what Shlema HaMelech in his wisdom said, that a person is supposed to be a tzaddik, righteous, but not too righteous. Al tihi tzaddik harbe, al tishakim yeser, loma tishomim. And a person is supposed to be wise, but not too wise. Don't try to make yourself more righteous than the Torah, and don't try to make yourself more wise than the Torah, or than your teachers. Loma tishomim, because you will only become totally then isolated from people, and you will end up in disaster. So this also is an evil way. Why? Because what we said. Because had man been created from this world, then there would be a great mitzvah that he should live in this world alone. Had man been created in the upper worlds, be a big mitzvah that he should, great mitzvah, he should live like an angel. An angel doesn't need any of these things. But man was created from both worlds, and his task in this life is to bring both worlds together and to live with both worlds. To bring both worlds together and to live with both worlds. Therefore, if he leaves either world, it's a derech ra. It's an evil way. And this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. And this is what he gave him the Torah for. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe and to Yisrael the Torah, and that's his wisdom and his will, that Torah that he gave from the higher worlds to this world was bringing both worlds together. And through the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came himself into this world. And then there was a further level of manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctity in this world. And that was the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his sanctity and his will and his presence not only in the upper worlds, but to follow his Torah into this world and into the lowest parts of this world. And that's why everything that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash was all built from the physical world, never from the spiritual world. What did he ask from the people? Kesef, Zov, Nechoshes, silver, gold, copper, Avlonim Tovos, beautiful stones, hides. What were all of the avodas, all of the time, every day? The sacrifices, what were the sacrifices from? The sacrifices was from a par, a bull, tzon, sheep, goats, chitin, wheat, barley, wine. This was the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, was that not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should remain in the heavens, but follow the Torah into this world to its lowest levels of the physical world, and to lift it up and to sanctify it. And through this they would be mechaber, they would join both worlds. This is brought out in the Medrash, where the Medrash writes in this parsha, Lamed Gimel Ches. It states, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, Morasha Kihil Shakov. Morasha Kihil Shakov is, it's an heritage to the congregation of Yaakov. Alti kore morosho elame oroso. Do not read it as morosho, as an inheritance, but as a oroso, as a betrothed. Ma chosam zeh, kol zman sheleinoso arusosoi hu hava parad doran lebeis chomov. A chosam, this is a person that has become engaged or betrothed to his kala, but she's still at home and he lives at his home, so he's always the guest in his future father-in-law's house. He comes often to visit the father-in-law, the mother-in-law, and the kala. Mishanoso, but once he gets married to her and he makes his own home, hari avio bo etzlo, now her father and her mother come to his house. Kach atchalei nitna Torah l'Yisrael, the same thing. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll give the Torah to Israel, so Israel became engaged to the Torah. But before he gave it, it states, Umeisha ole lakim. Umeisha went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umeisha that represented the Israel, they had to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishanit na Torah, but once the Torah was given to Israel, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Meisha, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meisha, also the Mikdash, now I have to come to you. I gave you my Torah, I have to come to you now. So when I come, where will I be? Make a Mikdash for me, Mishalchan Tibi Seichon, that I might dwell amongst you. We have a similar Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Truma that states, Ki lekach tov nosati lochem, I gave you lekach tov. The Torah that I gave you, al tazovu, do not forsake it, because there's something very, very special about it. Why? Because, did you ever hear of anybody selling something to a buyer, and the seller goes along with the article that's being purchased? No. But that's how it was with the Torah. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, machati lachem teirasi. When I sold you my Torah, kaviyochol nimkati imo. Not only did you get my Torah, you got me also. Shenema v'yikli truma, moshe l'melech, sheyselabash shechido. This is can be illustrated with a king who had one daughter. Bo echad min ha'malochim on the Torah. So a prince came along and he wanted to marry her. So they made a shidduch. They made an engagement. They made the chasana. After all the festivities, Bikesh leilech leile arzo ulital lishtoi. He said, I have to go back home now to my Medina. Give me my wife. the king said, Omalei, he says, I have a problem. Biti shenasati loch yichidoisi. The daughter which I gave you is my only daughter. Lifresh mimena eni yechol. I can't allow her to leave me. Lemeloch al titla eni yochol lefish ishtecha. But on the other hand, I can't tell you not to take her because she's married to you now. So what should I do? So do this for me. Do this favor for me. She called Mokum Shato Holech. Kitun Echor Aseli She'edor Etzlechem. Wherever you will go, make for me a little house, a little cottage. Wherever you go, that I can come and stay with you also. She'eni Yochel Aniach Es Biti, because I cannot leave my daughter. Kach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, Nasati Lechem Es HaTorah. So did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Israel, I've given you my Torah. Lifrei Shemena Eni Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kutchi Bichu V'Araisu Chadhu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is united with his Torah, he cannot separate himself. So therefore, to allow you to take my Torah from me, I can't. But Lema Lechem Al Titluhu Eni Yochel, but I cannot tell you not to take the Torah, I already gave it to you. Therefore, b'chol mokum she'atem holchim, wherever you go, bayis echod. He says, it doesn't have to be a big house. A little house built for me. She'edor b'seichai, that I can live. She'ne'amar v'asu li mingosh. Now, when he gave the Torah, he gave part of himself. So this means his kedusha came down to this world. And he wanted his kedusha to remain in this world. So it remained by him saying, build for me a bais. So now I will be able to put my kedusha in every part of the world. I only need a little presence. Because Boko's presence is in this world, it'll go all over the world. And he says, I didn't build this world that I should live in the heavens. I built this world that I should live in both worlds. And I gave you my Torah, and I created man, that he also should live in both worlds, and both of these worlds should become one. So that's what it was when I called you. He was Matmiya, Maisha. He says, you have everything up there, what do you need a little house here for? He says, a little house is good enough for me, even an Amal Alamo. The main thing is my presence is here. Presence is here, then I am a chaber. I join both worlds together. And this was when we said that Yaakov played an integral role in it. This was the Milo of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov was the Shlemus of the Obesh. There was Avraham on one side, and then there was Yitzchok on another side, and Yaakov came, and he was called Yaakov. Shlimtor, he came and perfected everything that they built before. And he was the perfection to bring the worlds together. And that's why his dream that he had, he saw the Sulam, and both worlds were coming together. And he called this a bias now. He says he had brought the world to a level where it's not a mountain can become Hashem's or a field, but the it can become a bias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the tzivui, the command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bring all of these things, the osu limigdosh, and make for me a sanctuary, the shochanti b'seichom, that I may dwell amongst you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.